Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? Watch out there now, Sybil Lula, Lady Albany, New York, this weekend. I hope. I'm going to do my best to get there. I'm on my way.
Is the weather good in Albany?
I think it is.
The Northeast is sucked in, but Boston North is really.
Yeah, that includes Albany. Check in with us, Albany. How y'all doing? At 646464.
Before I come up there.
I think you'll be okay by Friday.
Friday?
Saturday.
Wait,
first of all, do you know when your gig is?
That's Saturday. Okay. With Eric Bennett and your boyfriend.
Eric Bennett.
That wasn't necessary.
Oh, so you're not going to Tyler's party?
Yeah, the party's Friday. Yeah,
I thought the party is Friday. Oh, yeah, party is Friday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. We're all going to Tyler Perry has his. Is he still going to have his party?
I don't know. I don't know what.
I haven't heard anything.
With Bobby Christina and everything.
Christina, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to his house anyway. You know what I'm saying? He told me to come, so I'm going.
Show up, nah, huh?
It's on him whether or not he have a party.
And whether he invites you in or not.
You know what I'm saying? He said he having a party. I will be there.
And you know you want to go to that house.
You got to go to that house again, man. That's an amazing house. Tyler, you ain't use this room right here, man. I can stay right here.
This is Tyler's Beverly Hills home.
Oh my God, yes. It's unbelievable. And in the hills.
This is his annual party.
You don't just roll up there, man. It's none of the houses in the neighborhood.
Roll into any of Tyler's properties.
No, no. Yeah. Very nice house.
Anybody go to the Bobby Christina vigil, candlelight vigil that was held last night in Atlanta?
A friend of mine did go. He did go and stop by. Said it was just people. They were singing songs and stuff like that and saying prayers. So,
And the latest tip?
The latest is more of the same. She remains in the medically induced coma. There are still issues surrounding what or if Nick Gordon and Bobby Christina had any issues before this all began, because they are looking at some scratches and abrasions on her body, they say may have been the result of some sort of alleged domestic
facial injuries. It says facial violence. Injuries.
And so now that they're all they have is her to look at every day. And so they're taking a close look at her. He was supposed to go to court on some traffic-related issues, but now they're taking a look at their relationship. And now people are starting to talk about their relationship and that he felt, since he was regarded as Whitney Houston's son, how come Bobby Christina was getting all the shine and he wasn't?
This is going to be messy.
Yeah.
This is going to be real.
It's already a tragedy.
Yeah, and already a tragedy. On top of a tragedy. And
so
how's
Whitney Whitney adopted him, Sybil?
That's what he was regarded as, her adopted son.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how's Dionne Warwick doing? She fell in the shower.
Yeah, she fell a couple of weeks ago and has been in the hospital over the shower accident.
Yeah,
with her ankle. So
I'm all right. Everybody's cool. All right. Hey,
she's in the shower and fell.
Yeah, fell in the shower. Now recovering.
How old is she, Sybil? Does it say
70?
70?
Something like that.
It's about 74, 75. Why does that matter?
Just checking.
She needs one of them walk-in tubs.
Oh wow!
That you see advertised.
For older people.
Bath mats is what she needs. Wet wipes.
That man in Detroit who walked to work and was never late.
Every day.
Through weather, no matter what.
I do not believe this story at all.
Why?
I don't
believe years and
10
years.
10 miles 21, back and forth.
21 miles
round
I don't
trip.
Believe it.
He was never late for work. He never missed a day for work. When traffic was bad, he would walk right around the traffic.
He walked to work every day. How long? How many years did he do it?
10 years.
Ten years.
Well, and nobody saw him and gave him a ride or nothing like that?
Well, that's what happened. Someone did see him.
That's exactly what happened.
And they gave him a ride. And it went on television. And then they had a campaign and raised money for him. Like $300,000.
I mean, up until 10 years, nobody gave him a ride.
Yeah.
Nobody saw him walking.
Yeah. No one gave him a ride.
He was offered rides.
But he didn't want it. So and he got a new car.
Yeah.
A Ford Taurus, and now
come on for him to have a new car. But every day, 10 years walking to work and back, and now never late.
And now he's gonna be late. Now that he's got a car,
he's gonna be late. To this show, man, he's gonna be laughing
in traffic.
He's gonna be in traffic.
I think it's a wonderful story.
It is a wonderful story.
If you believe it. I don't believe it.
Why would you believe it?
I just don't, Sybil.
Why are you so incredulous that he would be walking back?
I don't even know what that means, but I'm not that. Anyway, what I'm saying is, I told you about big words in argument. Didn't I tell you about that?
Shut you down every time, don't you?
She do it every time, man.
Gas prices are up just in time for Valentine.
Well, we had to know what was going to happen.
Wow. Why does he have to do it now? This is when you need some gas. You're gassing them up every week. You get your flowers.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And candy. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's.
That's from both of us. That's from both of us.
It is so not. Tom, don't let him take it.
Don't be incredulous. Please, Sybil. Please.
Oh, trust me. When it comes to you and giving gifts, there's nothing that I'm surprised at. Nothing.
Don't be that way.
It's still lower than it was a year ago on this date, but gas is up.
Yeah, well,
those are red, violets are blue.
Come back up.
Yeah.
Filled up my tank, and there's nothing for you. How about that?
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Violets are blue. I filled up my tank, and there's nothing for you.
You're the meanest man in the world.
I wish I could. There's nothing for you.
Nothing for you.
Is nothing really nice and happy and light in your life?
The minute that happens, Sybil, I'm out of a job, okay?
So keep it mean.
Keep it mean.
Keep it a job.
We have an in-studio jam this morning.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, we do. Estelle is here. She's got a new CD.
I can't wait.
I can't either. You know, I'm in love with Estelle, too.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
you hear that, Avery Sunshine?
Don't tell Avery Sunshine. Don't tell her that.
Don't tell her that.
She was just here.
You hear that,
Lettucey? I just gassed Avery Sunshine.
She's
being incredulous. That's what she's been. She's going to be like that all morning long.
I'm going to give you the definition so that you can't.
I don't need to know the definition. No, I just know when you're going to stop. That's what.
And Butch is in the studio.
Uncle Butchie, yes.
Uncle Butchie is in the studio. He did a song with Chub Rock about the Fantastic Voyage.
Great.
And you're going to hear it next. Uncle Butchie and Chub Rock next on the TJMS.